Now, time to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by...
Autoflex and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
It's about 9 inches and fuzzy.
It's gross.
Oprah Winfrey admitted today on the television, on CBS This Morning, to the co-host Charlie Rose and Gail King. I forgot that Gail King somehow gravy-trained a job off of Oprah. Not Doyle.
He was here on Friday, by the way.
Oh, he was.
It was Mike Gordon and Doyle King.
Did you guys have a Doyle King minute?
It was a P1 cream dream.
No. It only really popped on for one moment, but it was pretty spectacular.
Because yeah. Gordon couldn't believe that he was still alive.
Right. Gordon doesn't like him.
He doesn't like Doyle?
No.
What?
That's what he told me.
God, how do you not like Doyle? I bet Doyle hates Gordon.
Well, that's your leader. You talk to him about it.
Doyle's my leader.
Yeah, I think Doyle is many people's leaders. Leader.
As well he should be. Oprah, how many of you guys have green mohawks?
Oprah Winfrey admitted this morning that the OWN network was a mistake. Boy, it's taken a year. That's like a cheap-ass one-year marriage where you're finally like, okay, a little confession here. That was a screw-up. Probably shouldn't have gone through with that one. She told Gail, had I known this is going to be, or had I known that it was this difficult, I might have done something else altogether. I never thought it was going to be easy, but if I knew what I know now, I might have made some different choices. Like not starting a network. A network! You know the kind of ego you have to start a network? One woman? If she were writing a book about the experience, she said that it would be titled 101 Mistakes. She said she
Why did she hire somebody to run the thing for? Somebody who knows how to do this.
It was a bad idea, number one. And number two, her audience, they need to watch her on free television with an antenna.
Rabbit ears.
Yes.
And TVs with vertical hold issues.
Right.
No, I would say her demographic is all across. You know, we aim for men here. We aim for men and hot women and moms with boobs. But she aims, her demographic is all over the place, right? I mean, she goes from the lowest of low income people with rabbit ears and black and white TVs and 9 inches and fuzzy, all the way up to who knows what, the CEO of IBM, that woman. I mean, Oprah is everywhere.
She crosses all classes.
And that's why she thought she could launch this network.
Well, she's so beloved, why did this fail?
Yeah, if she really cuts across that wide a cross section, then
because I think
why is this not a raving success?
Because I think a lot of people, they really get used to their thing.
Their network routine.
Yes. And if it's not right there in front of them, they'll never switch.
Yeah, they don't go looking for it.
Right.
They like it, but they're not going to go looking for it.
She says, it's like having, oh, here it is. It's like having the wedding when you know you're not ready. Now it's Monday morning quarterbacking every day.
Yeah, and if you're the head honcho, just think of how much of a drain that must be.
What a horrible year. I mean, and think of just how great her life has been. How easy it's been. Not that her job is easy, because it's not. I give her a lot of credit for doing what she's done, and I know she's got a lot of people around her.
But she had just to be responsible for her show, and that was it.
Yes, her show.
Instead, now you got the Gail King show.
Think of all the careers she launched. That's why she thought...
You got the Ricky Smiley show. You got all the rest of that stuff over there on that network.
Ricky Smiley?
What is that?
That's on K10 Fizzo, right?
Is that where it's at?
I think so.
Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
She launched Dr. Phil.
African-American entertainer.
Thank you. We call him Black here now, Mike.
All right, he's a blentertainer.
Dr. Phil, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who's on CNN now. I believe that she launched his career.
Dr.
He was
Oz.
On 60 Minutes last night, too.
Dr. Oz. No doubt Dr. Oz. Gail King. I mean, she's responsible for these people.
Physical therapist McCall.
Right. Doc X.
Lance Armstrong. John Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the power she has. I still have yet to see Doc X.
I haven't even seen physical therapist McCall.
Wait a minute. We don't know what Doc X looks like, and we don't know what physical therapist McCall looks like. Doc X may be a woman.
Yeah?
You know, that's a really good point, Corby.
Hi, this is George D. John. What if I told you Doc X, Lance Armstrong, and John Bon Jovi love tender balls? Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Where's physical therapist McCall in all of this?
If he ever delivered on any of these teases, he'd have the best show on the ticket.
I know.
I'd really want to know what John Bon Jovi thinks about tender balls.
I would too. God, and he's talking about tender balls. Have you seen the John Bon Jovi Advil commercial?
No.
Dude. I mean, I get it. You know, we all get old and we get sore and we take Advil.
Mm-hmm. Is he sore from rocking too hard?
Yes, he is.
Oh, God.
It's pretty bad. We'll pray for Oprah.
That Gail King, she's not that bad on that show.
Really? You've watched it?
I've watched it a couple times. That CBS Morning Extravaganza. She's not that bad.
Hey,
I thought she was just gravy training off of Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah.
Off of Oprah. And
Oprah?
No, Oprah. And no, she's got something. She's pretty good.
Hi, this is George D. John. Norm got his panties back. He tried Viagra one time and has been rewarded in many ways that could change his periods forever. What knowledge did he gain and what profound impact did a gay three-way have on his life? Have you ever thought about it? Find out Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
I'm just glad he got his panties back.
Gay three-way. God,
that is insane.
Hi, this is George D. John. Norm tried a gay three-way one time. He could have a sore ass forever and learn you have to wet it first. What knowledge did he gain and what profound impact did Viagra have on his life? Tackling learning disorders, 7 a.m. Saturday on the Train Station Fitness Show.
I thought it was all about gay three-ways.
Right, he had one, but
he
realized that he had to wet it first. That was his learning disorder.
Hi, this is George D. John. What is your goal for this summer? Bigger panties, bigger balls, bigger breasts. You have to wet it first. Have you ever thought about it? 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
You know, one of my goals for this summer is bigger panties.
Whose goal is that? Bigger panties. Bigger.
Don't try to figure it out. It's a great show.
Or if you're a guy, hey, can I talk to you for a second, Dan?
Go ahead.
I got a minor goal for this summer.
Well, we all have goals. What's yours?
I want bigger balls.
Hi, this is George D. John. You are gay. Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Have you ever thought about it? I haven't heard that one before.
He's like pointing at you.
You are gay. Hi, this is George D. John. You are gay. Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
So emphatic. He got louder. Oh, crap.
Where's physical therapist McCall at all?
You know, find that one.
Or him.
We need like the old Uncle Sam, we want you poster, you know, where he's pointing at you with the big red, white, and blue hat
it's
on.
George DeJean's face.
Yeah, and it's you are gay. He's just pointing at you.
I think that won't be done by the end of the show today.
Hi, this is George DeJean. You are gay. Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
So awesome.
Crap.
Steve Jobs will have a biopic made about his dead life. Living life. And dead. Steve Jobs, it looks like, will be played by Ashton Kutcher.
See it.
Can he act?
Cooch?
Yeah.
know.
That's the thing. I don't know. I really don't know. I know that he has star power and that he can get, you know, plum roles here and there, obviously, but can the dude act? Or is he just a guy that married Demi Moore and was the Vinnie Barbarino character in that 70s show?
And he can punk people.
I mean, we didn't really know anything about John Travolta, right? Until Urban Cowboy or something like that?
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever, yeah. Yep. I mean, you just didn't know. What do we know about this guy?
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Anybody can act in a sitcom. I mean, you talk about just everything written perfectly for you and just the dumbest setup lines and everything. You have the best writers in Hollywood writing for you. You have blocking done for you. Everything is easy.
Well, especially if it's that 2.5 men.
Where it's a joke a second.
Yes.
A double entendre every second.
Man. Every second. They don't hold back on that show. There's no setup.
No. No. Alec Baldwin is getting married again. Alec Baldwin has, it looks to me, lost quite a bit of weight.
He looks good on 30 Rock.
Because he was getting kind of...
beefy.
Yeah, kind of puffy, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, he looks good.
Flat iron steak.
I think I know why.
Well, why? Liz Lemon looks like she absorbed that weight. Now, she just did have a...
She has an excuse.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
Well, I was pregnant. Liz now Lemon. I'm fat. Yeah.
Tina Fey's character in 30 Rock. By the way, so when Danny and I went and had lunch one day without you, which was every day in Phoenix, we were leaving one restaurant emporium. I don't remember what it was.
It was either Paradise or Chipotle.
Yeah, I think it was Chipotle. And we see this woman walking past us. And it was... you couldn't tell.
Oh, it was. Yeah, that was at Chipotle.
We couldn't tell if she was pregnant or fat. You know that look?
Oh, yeah.
All women crave. And I tried to get Danny to walk up to her, or to just kind of walk past her and kind of have that flippant voice.
Hey.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
It's kind of old country Dan, you know. But he wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. I
offered to pay for his burrito, and he still wouldn't do it.
What would it have taken?
He can't do that.
I wouldn't have done that. That's mean.
You are mean.
On the radio. I can't be mean in real life. But when you put this mic in front of me, I'm a D-Wad of the highest order.
Uh-huh.
Get your ass hung up on now, you idiot. Don't ever call here again. Shut up, Ty.
Could you imagine ever saying that to someone?
You just did.
No, I can't.
In real life.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
Yeah. Anyway, so Alec Baldwin, he's getting slimmer. It turns out that he's getting married. He, 54. She, 28. Yes. A yoga instructor.
Yes.
It's way outside his demographic.
Her name is Hilaria, or Hilaria. H-I-L-A-R-I-A. Could you possibly be named Hilaria?
Yeah, you could, I guess.
Or Hilaria.
Hilaria.
Is she like from Brazil or something?
No, her last name's Thomas.
I bet it's Hilaria.
Hilaria? Yeah, that's malaria. With an H.
Might be Hilaria.
Boy, she's ugly, too.
I'll bet.
Okay, I'm seeing a photo of her that's okay. Are you seeing like some sort of really hot photo? Does she have good body?
There's nothing wrong with her. I mean, he could do a lot better, but he could do a lot worse, too.
As a 54-year-old man?
Yeah.
If he was a plumber, could he get that?
She's a good-looking woman.
Yeah, if he was a plumber, could he pull that?
Plumbers make a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Probably.
Let's say
not a real glamorous job, though.
Let's say he walked in and was trying to fix her
with
pipes.
With all due respect.
With like a Baker Brothers uniform on. Now, they are drug-free, so she has that going
for
her.
Yeah, he has shown up uniformed.
Yeah.
Drug-free.
Right.
In licensed? Fact, drug tested. He's licensed.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty squared away.
Right. But could he get her? Like, he's just going in there like to fix a leaky toilet. And he's like, you know what? I would love to take you out for a nice lunch. Could he scam that? He's drug-free, Danny.
He's uniformed. He looks squared away.
Are you hearing us, Danny?
Shut up. All of you, why just shut up.
Why does he hate the Baker Brothers?
I love Baker Brothers. I'm just trying
I like bubble wrap.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, she's cute.
Who?
Diarrhea.
Hilaria.
Yeah. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea Thomas.
Yeah.
God, that's
do
an
you,
awful name.
Diarrhea Thomas, take this man.
Alex Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin. All right.
Can someone explain to me at the 47th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards last night why Kiss showed up in full makeup?
I thought it was Mini Kiss.
No, it was Big Kiss.
Big Kiss?
Uh-huh.
Mini Kiss would have been better.
Big Kiss showed up in full makeup. I was sent photos, but I don't know if they presented.
Because, see, they're trying to show everybody that they can rock, too.
Hard Luck Woman was kind of a country song. Maybe they were there to pick up an award.
You know what? I'm all for people playing well into their older age in music. As
Shoopy.
Well noted in my love for the Stones and Bruce and Neil Young and all those
Dylan.
Guys. Dylan, not so much. But when you gotta dress up like that to keep it going and you're that age, there is a stopping point.
At like, some point, you just look at your bank account and go, you know what, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I don't have to put on these Godzilla boots and leather pants with flames shooting out of the butt.
Right. I don't have to dress...
spitting blood and eating
like,
fire. And
like an S&M cat.
On the
I
other
am
hand,
70 years old.
Yes.
On the other hand, all you have to do is just get up there and put that stuff on, go out there and do it. You still make a ton of money.
Well, you've already got a ton of money. They're richer than God.
Yeah, but...
I mean, at what
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with adding on more?
I mean, at some point for you...
I mean, you're still making the money. You're still pulling in all manner of trim and stuff.
I understand that. But listen, at some point for you, getting out of bed, getting in your car, and driving up here and talking on a microphone for 4 hours is going to be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm just done with this.
Well, that's me.
But what I'm saying is...
That's times a million.
That's times a million what they're doing.
Putting on cod pieces
God,
and leather
boots
and
made
chains.
Out of lizard skulls. I got to put these on.
Right.
And then here's a buzzsaw that I've got to attach to my crotch. And
where
are those blood capsules? Damn it, Margaret, you left my blood capsules at home. I mean,
where are my whiskers?
Where's my base that's shaped like a hatchet? Damn it.
Meanwhile, they have grand...
Where are my whiskers? Seriously, they're old men.
It's too lucrative to walk away from.
They have grandkids running around the green room, dressed looking like mini kids. I mean, it's time. And they showed up at the Country Music Awards. Go home.
Now that's what I don't get.
Go the F home.
Wow.
All right.
Well, you can't walk away from it, man. It's still too much fun.
All right, hi, this is George.
Maybe that's it.
You are gay. Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Saturday, 7 a.m. on the Train Station Fitness Show.
All right. That's enough entertainment news for today.